The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says,
"Friends, I've discovered that a woman never knows what kind of a dress she doesn't want to buy until she buys it."
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. If the members of the Laugh Club will all sit down, we'll be able to proceed.
Oh, Mr. Holtz, I went to my girlfriend Alice's party last night.
Well, that's nice. Oh, by the way, how is Alice?
Oh, she's all right, if you like Alice.
What do you mean?
Well, Mr. Holtz, all the boys go for her, but personally, I can't understand what they see in a girl who gives hot foot.
I see what you mean, but I'd like to know, did you enjoy the party?
Well, I'm a little tired from standing.
From standing? What's the matter? Didn't she have enough chairs?
Oh, yes, Mr. Holtz, but you have to be careful where you sit. She collects cactus.
Well, she's some girl, that Alice. I guess you were all dressed up, Ginger.
Oh, yes, Mr. Holtz.
Well, how did you look?
Well, Mr. Holtz, you know how I'm always complaining about how little I have to wear?
Yes.
Well, last night I was wearing it.
You think that's funny? Well, listen to this. Here's a little story about a fellow named Joe. He was a half-wit, and he lived in a small town in Massachusetts. And everybody was crazy about Joe. So the mayor of the town said, he says, "You know, fellas, if we could only get a job for Joe." So some fellas spoke up. He said, "I got a great idea." He says, "In the public square, we have a cannon. Suppose we give Joe $15 a week, and all he has to do is to fool around with the cannon and shine it and keep it in good shape." They said, "A great idea." So they came to Joe. They said, "Joe, we got a wonderful job for you. You are vice president in charge of cannon."
Joe said, "Well, thank you very much. It's very sweet of you."
So they gave him $15 a week, and everybody was very happy. And every 4th of July, everyone would meet in the public square. They'd shoot the cannon off. They'd holler, "Hooray for Joe." Well, he was there about 5 years. He was there about 5 years. And at the end of the 5th year, the mayor walked over to Joe and said, "Joe, you've done a great job, and we hope you're here for the rest of your life."
Joe says, "Thanks very much, but I quit."
The mayor said, "You quit?" He says, "Why?"
He said, "Well, I've been here for 5 years. I've been saving my money. I'm going to buy a cannon and go in business for myself."
Oh, Ginger, I've been thinking about that, the party last night. What did you do all evening?
Oh, we couldn't come to a decision. Some of us wanted to play charades. Some of us voted for Blind Man's Bluff. And there was even one person who wanted to keep right on playing post office all evening.
Oh, yes? Yeah? So what happened?
They didn't want to, so I went home.
And that's where I'm going. Meetings adjourned.